Frustration for Energex crews who haven't been able to work through the past two nights due to the storm activity. It's recorded 1.6 million lightning strikes across the southeast from Sunday until early this morning, while a severe heatwave continues for the region. Spokesperson Justin Coomber says they're still working to get the lights back on for thousands here.
The largest area is around Bribey Island still, with the Moreton Bay Regional Council area, about 9,300 customers there, and about 5,000 on the Sunshine Coast. They're the major pockets of damage that we're still looking at after Monday's storms.
A reminder, Sunshine Coast Council is offering free dumping for storm-damaged green waste until 5pm Sunday, and you can now take your storm-damaged general waste to the tip for free until 5pm tomorrow. Residents are being asked not to put any waste on the footpath or verge. A Bligh Bligh man has died in hospital following a single vehicle crash at Wamuran. His Range Rover crashed into a tree on the Diagula Highway on Wednesday morning. The 25-year-old was rushed to hospital in a critical condition, but later passed away. The forensic crash unit is investigating. The skies will once again be lit up at midnight in Mooloolaba, with a major New Year's Eve fireworks display coming back. It didn't happen last year due to the $133,000 cost to ratepayers and public safety concerns, but council says it's listened to community feedback and the big show will return. And the Mirrorball Trophy is coming back to Biwa after Robert Irwin's victory in Dancing with the Stars US a decade after his sister Bindi also won.
Robert! And Whitney! All right, there's your Mirrorball Trophy.
Robert, what does this moment mean to you right now?
My sister said it best. Thank you for changing my life.
The emotionally charged grand final delivered some of the highest voter numbers in the show's history. But the Irwins won't be staying in the US for long. The family are jetting back for the Steve Irwin Gala in Brisbane on Saturday night.